Rosa Avenue, where my mother lived. She'd moved there to a new house in 1939, so not far away. And the driver said, "You better whistle now. You live up there, don't you? Better whistle now, and to your mother." And I did, you know, because they used to whistle to me. I used to be go to bed at be, you know, in bed by 10:30, and the old mail used to come through here at about 10:35, and I always, all the four drivers and firemen on that work that service in their turn, all popped the whistle as they went by. Now I did the same for my mother. That was the first time I'd ever blown the whistle on a steam locomotive, and that was quite a thing.